Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is John Sirocco. He's a licensed clinical social worker with the Senior Life Solutions Community Hospital of Staunton. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you being with me.
John, today we're going to touch on the subjects of depression, anxiety, grief, things like that. And, well, since the COVID-19 pandemic began and continues, we've heard more and more reports about, you know, people are experiencing more depression. There's a lot of anxiety with everything that goes with COVID. From your standpoint, have you seen an increase when you are dealing with individuals and things like that? Have you seen an increase in these types of behaviors?
Just a little bit of a background. Our program, which is called Senior Life Solutions, operates out of the hospital here in Staunton. And we've been working with people with mental health diagnoses for about 10 years. And typically, the people that we work with, that our program allows us to work with, are people who are eligible for Medicare. So I'm talking about people in their 50s, into their 60s, all the way into their 90s, people that come to our program. And we work with people primarily in group therapy, anywhere from 2 to 8 people at a time, and also do individual therapy. And another important component of the program is that we have a psychiatrist who's attached to the program. And we also have an RN who is the program manager of Senior Life. Her name's Tisha. So it's more of a team approach that seems to work very well with people, especially older people. It's an interesting topic that you bring up with how does COVID affect mental health and our program. And interestingly, we've noticed more of a reluctance of people to come to the hospital, to the program, because of COVID. So we're thinking that, you know, there's that anxiety that people who would already be experiencing in their lives, and the anxiety is, what's going to happen if I do this? Well, you know, what's going to happen to me if I go to the hospital for treatment for the program? And we're an outpatient program, meaning people come for about 3 hours at a time, and then they go home at the day. So it's that constant exposure for them of uncertainty to, what's going to happen? What are the dangers? Just the uncertainty, which is part of anxiety. So we're actually seeing fewer people come to the program right now. People with depression, that's probably, they go hand in hand, though. Depression and anxiety go hand in hand. So the people who come to our program often have depression with anxiety. And older people obviously experience loss through death of loved ones. And we work with a lot of grief also. But I would say overall with COVID, it's kind of hard to put a finger on what goes through each individual's mind. So right now what we're looking towards, as the vaccines become more available and as more people have been exposed to COVID, we're thinking that the census will start going up again. But it's been a long dry spell for folks being able to receive treatment for what's going on in their lives.
And speaking of that, John, what are signs that maybe indicate a person is experiencing, shall we say, more than moderate depression or anxiety or something like that? Any telltale signs or something like that?
Thinking about depression, there's two main factors for a person to receive a diagnosis of depression, clinical depression, and one is simply sadness, feeling empty, hopelessness, and those feelings persist most days, most every day for at least 2 weeks. And also people experiencing a loss of interest and pleasure in their daily activities in life. Just don't feel like, you know, what's my purpose in life? And they just, if they had a plan in their life, if it was seeing the grandkids, if it was going out to lunch, if it was going shopping, if it was getting together with friends, you know, that life plan has been severely interrupted during COVID. So they begin to ask themselves, what's the point? Why am I here? What's the point of getting out of bed? They just lose motivation. People just kind of lose their way in everyday life. And there are other signs of depression in addition to just feeling generally depressed and no interest in things. A lot of people will experience insomnia, sleeping too much, sleeping not enough, their sleep is irregular and interrupted. A lot of people feel fatigue, loss of energy a lot, even feelings of worthlessness, inappropriate guilt over things, a lot of regrets and second-guessing about life decisions. They'll notice things like inability to concentrate or being indecisive about things. And then a lot of people also just, if they're not suicidal or think about, I wish I would just go to sleep and not wake up, they might find themselves just thinking about death and loved ones who have died. So all those things are possible with depression, more serious depression. And then folks with anxiety. Anxiety is typically excessive worry, uncertainty, and in different situations through work, through personal life, through relationships, just a general feeling of what ifs. Oh, what if this happens? To the point where their life is really affected, and they find it difficult to control the worry. And as I said, it occurs in several areas of life. People also feel very fatigued. They feel restless, who are anxious. Again, they have trouble concentrating. Their mind might go blank. They're watching TV. They don't even know what show is on. So those are the things that point to anxiety that may or may not be necessary to be treated.
Let me ask you there, John, as you said, if you're experiencing some of that, but, you know, maybe it's just started or you're dealing with just a portion of it, is there some things a person can do to maybe alleviate those feelings or what goes on just from their standpoint of, do you have any recommendations they can do to maybe, you know, feel better?
Yeah, we all want to feel better, that's for sure, and sometimes we don't know what to do. I would say the first thing is to look around you and do you have people in your life who are important to you that you could talk to and just, hey, I want you to listen to me because I'm really feeling sad and depressed and I don't know what to do about it. That's a big thing, is to keep in touch with people. And if you don't have anyone, and there are a lot of people who don't have someone to talk to, you could reach out to your doctor, your regular doctor. That would be a very important resource to start with. And just call, you know, make an appointment and go in and tell the doctor exactly how you're feeling. That's one of the primary referral sources for us, is a person's doctor. People who are very spiritual or religious, that's a great resource to reach out to. Pastor, priest, friends in your church. It's very important to keep those contacts up. And that's another area that many people have not been able to practice their faith and religion during COVID, it's still good to stay connected with those folks and reach out. If that's not possible, then you look for professional help. And when someone comes to us, we don't immediately enroll them. We just sit and talk and explain our program and ask people if they'd like to talk more about what's going on in their life. So we do a real thorough evaluation. Some people decide that, you know, I don't think I need this now. I think I'll go back to my doctor and see what my doctor says. And other people say, yeah, that's for me. What we find generally, not generally, but actually specifically, is many people that come to a program like this have a lot of anxiety about it. Almost like if you remember back to your first day, first days in school, something that's just completely new to you. They're really uncertain about coming here. And once they've been in the program for a period of time, they don't want to leave because everybody here wants everyone else to do well. There's no judgment. There's no criticism. So you can imagine that that's just what many people need, are to point out to them that you already have these strengths in your life. You've already overcome big challenges in your life. So how did you do that? And what strengths can we identify that you can use to work through these issues? Because people do feel better with help. And that's what we provide. We provide people hope, and we provide people to make a plan again for their life, which is so important. And we find that we get real good results from those perspectives and strategies.
John, that's a number of avenues, as you said, for people that they can consider help or how they might go about getting help and things like that. And for those people that might have a question or want to get more specific information, I'm sure you can give them a number and have some recommendations.
Yes, I think the most important number for those people who are experiencing suicidality is the suicide hotline number. It's a national number. 800-273-8255. And another crisis number to get is through the Locust Street Center in Carlinville, and that number is 217-854-3166.
And of course, they can ask you any questions about your program by contacting you where?
Our phone number is 618-635-4332.
John Sirocco with the Senior Life Solutions at Community Hospital in Staunton. Thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.